Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout. Up to the hour 8, Tuesday Live, the name of the show, man. And of course, thank you so much to Johan Els, who's been taking care of business, making sure everything is just up to standard, and in many instances, bringing goodwill into all of South Africa, beyond the color bar, beyond the race bar, beyond the gender bar, just being a child of the Most High. May the Father continue to grace you with goodwill, long life, safety, health. In the name of the Most High, the Savior, the Christ Himself, the Messiah. Right. And of course, we will be talking to Professor Buyison Desi and also touching base with Barukia in Cape Town. And just making sure that, you know, all is just fine, all is just good, all is just according to the will of the Father. And we will discuss even far much more. It's your talk radio. Remember, it's your talk radio. You can talk just as much. I got some of my friends also that I've asked to become part of the show who will also be able to take care of business for us. And I trust as they do so, the Father will just grace us so much in a mighty way. Let's start it this way, man. I love it.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life. At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
All right, 657 Media Moye Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And I have our guests on the line. Professor Buyison Desi in Johannesburg. Greetings, Professor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, my brother. Greetings to you and your beautiful family. I greet Brother Baruch here in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and also greet our Radio Pulpit family in the mighty name of our King. Hallelujah. It is yet another time in the presence of the Lord. Thank you.
Are you well?
I am super well, my brother. Thank you so much. I hope you are well, too. I hope you are well.
Our Father is good. Our Father is good.
He is, yeah. And we see His love every day, everywhere, if we look with the purpose and wanting to find and to see Him. Yeah, we see Him every day, yeah.
Do we have to
thank the Father. Sorry?
Do we have to look with the purpose?
Yeah, if you want to hear God and you want to hear what's the next assignment, what's the next mandate, you are able to, you are able to pick those things up.
Serious?
Because you are always conscious in what you do.
So when He says, when the time is right, I, the Elohim, will make it known. You know I'm asking this because you just challenged a thought that I was having throughout.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying to people, and to many people who know me, that I've been with, I would say, you know, just look at the environment. Look at people in and out. You don't have to seek that deep. He's there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's there. Look at the grass. I mean, feel the wind. You know, if there's something we are blind to, it's the air. We can't see it.
Blind.
Even though we say we see, but we can't see the air. And if you can't see the air, you're blind.
But it's still here.
It's still here.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. Sometimes we overlook these small things. We think they're small, but they are very important because without them,
sometimes. The smell, yes. You know, the scent, the smell, the very aspect of the heartbeat, you can't control it.
I mean, you can't control.
We might be talking to you now and be happy.
Then the heart can decide
somehow.
Yeah, exactly. So, which is why we need to thank the Father all the time.
Yeah. We have Marukia from Cape Town on the line. Shalom, Malak.
Shalom. Hey, unyana wolahleko.
Hey, daughter. Ngibonile izindevu zakho ziba mhlotshana. Hey. Siyamuka isikhathi ensizwa yakithi thi ngikhulume nawe ngesiZulu. Ngiyacela ukuthi sike sihlangane mina nawe sikhuluma indaba esemqoka kakhulu yomsizi. Hayi, siyeka lapho. Hayi, siyeka lapho.
Yeah.
I know you're strong. I know you're strong, but hey. I know you're strong, but mina na fani sikhuluma ngesiZulu.
Shalom Rabba, and to you and to your family. Shalom Rabba to Professor Buiso Ndezi and family, also to the Radio Pulpit listeners. Also an apology last week. Hey, Icon. I had to drive close to the Namibian border.
Yeah.
I left 9 p.m. and I had to come the following day at 9 o'clock again. So it was just in and out, fair of the moment trip. So, an apology for that. I was really looking forward to be part of the discussion. But,
whatever happened, happened.
My sorry.
No, we understand. We announced also.
My sorry.
That actually, I was telling them as you were giving me updates, you know, and say, the more bothering is all, less all.
Yeah.
So I was giving updates also. Hey, this kevela maka. Hey. Emurare asabonakar. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for gracing us
today.
Now, we are talking about stumbling blocks. Stumbling blocks are those hindrances to spiritual progress. And they can be described as worldly allurements which prevented the escape of Lot's wife. You remember? They can also, in Genesis 19:26, and they can also be the attempt to use, the equipment. I will explain this. The equipment, I mean, remember when Saul was giving David, when David was facing Goliath, Saul made a ruling that David should put on this whole armor of Israel, of soldiers of that time. He didn't see the armory that already David had worn. And these things David saw as being heavy on him, this young boy David, saw as being heavy on him. Got rid of them. When I say equipment, I'm talking about that. And equipment also means those activities or those things that we take along in the journey of life. And they become a hindrance to our spiritual progress. Those things can be spiritual stumbling blocks. And you can see that in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 19. All right? And of course, also, do you remember Tobiah? Is it Tobiah? Do you remember when Nehemiah was rebuilding the temple? Who were the guys who were against it? Is it Tobiah and Sanballat? There were guys that were so jealous, man, and they were propagators of discouragement to the rebuilding of the temple wall. Tobiah and Sanballat. You can go and check the meanings of those guys. They have to do with opposing, the rebuilding, the revival, the awakening. There are things, basically. I call them the sun politics, you know, that makes us not to be able to rebuild ourselves according to the spirit of the Father in our spiritual walk, because somehow we are caught on by other philosophies. All right. And these you find in Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 10. But also, there is this thing of unbelief. Unbelief. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. Unbelief into the works of the Hamashiach. You know, unbelief. Unbelief that the Father can do this. Unbelief that the Father, you know, unbelief that the Father can reveal himself even far much more. Unbelief that the Father can show us more grace. Unbelief that you can make it. Unbelief that you can stand against all odds. Unbelief that you can break the family records of divorce and unhappiness. Unbelief that you can break the family records of poverties and all that. Unbelief that you can be the first one in your family that preaches the glad tidings of the kingdom of the Elohim, Yahuwah HaMashiach. And the very fact that at times there's an unbelief that you can make it, because it looks like all your siblings, an unbelief that you can become a doctor, an unbelief that you can become the first professor in your family. You know, the unbelief into the works of the Messiah, also in our own lives, this thing is really giving problems. You know, it's a serious stumbling block on our part. And we really need to look at ourselves, and we really need to change the narrative. We need to change the manner in which, you know, we look at ourselves. And this is because of these hindrances that come about. Sorry, this is because of those hindrances that come about. We need to be careful as believers. And I think sometimes we fail because we had gone astray to an extent. Something in our lives has become wrong in a way, in a bit. And we need to be careful also about that. So there's quite a lot that comes about. There's quite a lot comes forth as stumbling blocks. Quite a lot there. Now, you can also see worldly possessions that can keep us back. Remember the rich young man. The rich young man who said, I had followed every command, I'd done everything. What more do I need to do? And the Messiah says, well, you haven't done, I'm just paraphrasing, you haven't done quite all accordingly. But if you would take what you have, your riches, everything, give it to the poor and come and follow me. He was very dejected, very, very unhappy. Come to think that he was the one who was popping out the money to feed the hungry. Now he is told that he should be poor. You know, in order. And so he was not happy. And then again, the aspect also of family ties. Family ties can hinder the work of the Father. Ish. You know, Malak, there are some people who still need to feel that they should prove themselves, that they are really saved, and the Father has called them to their families.
Yeah.
To their relatives, siblings, and all that, and stuff, and stuff. And I'm talking about grown people here. You're in a ministry, but you're, you know, you don't feel so much content. Neither do you want to do even far much more with regards to what the Father says, because You have family ties. Family ties means family covenants. And there are also altars that you still hold on to. It's a big problem. Anyway, you would see that a man from following Christ in Luke chapter 9, verses 59, he says, "Let me go and bury my father and mother first." The Messiah, the Hamashiach, says, "Let the dead bury their own dead." Now, there are also these weights. The word says, "Let us lay aside, let us throw away everything that so easily weighs upon us or that weighs us." The sins in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1. You know, the sins basically that impede progress. There are sins in our lives that we keep on keeping on having them on. And they impede the way of the Father in our lives. So we can't go on properly, neither can we actually become believers in the rightest of ways. We're touching on those things. All these stumbling blocks. May the Father do you good exceedingly and abundantly.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. For phoners during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, the word speaks quite a lot. In Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 32, it says, "And they gave the children of Yasharal a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, 'The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature,'" which means giants. Now, bad reports. The Father puts us on a mission, but we have missionaries who are bringing in bad reports and negative testimonies. These can be stumbling blocks. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the introduction and the question. When we talk of these stumbling blocks, obviously, as you've alluded, it's more about the hindrances, the obstacles, those things that are stopping us from reaching our full potential in our spirituality. May it be in the way we look at the Father, may it be the way we relate to the Father. So these are the things that stand on the way from reaching to the full potential of our spiritual growth sometimes. As you were giving an introduction, you touched a bit on Saul, David, and the Philistines. And we are looking into the issue where David was given the armor of Saul. And in that scripture, if you follow the story very well, you realize that Saul was being given, Saul was giving David an armor. And it was about him trying to put David in another shoe that David is not used to. However, we are realizing that David is unable to walk in that armor, so that armor became a stumbling block. So we are looking into those things that are hindering you from reaching your full potential, whereas God has already given you something that you would be able to work with. And you were putting again the picture that David already had an armor that came from the Father, the spiritual armor. And now when we talk of the stumbling block, we are looking into the things that are mostly physically attained, things that are derived from our efforts. And those things are stopping us from reaching that full potential. And remember, what did David say? He couldn't walk with the armor of Saul. So the burden that was given by Saul to David became a stumbling block. So some of these stumbling blocks we are talking about are things that we receive from other people, and when they give them to us, they are giving us in the name of assisting us. they are giving us under the auspices that they will help us in our journey with the Lord, or maybe to overcome some of the life journeys and the obstacles on the way, whereas God has already ordained how are we going to live with Him and walk with Him. And you also spoke about the extra baggage in this line of putting things that are not ordained for you, and you already have the things that the Father has given to you as a child of God. And we're talking about those things that are stopping the work of God in your life and even in the life of the church as a whole. You quoted Sanballat and Tobiah, and in that story, in that passage, we are seeing that there is a mission that had to be accomplished. And this mission was given to Nehemiah, and Nehemiah is taking a step of accomplishing what God wanted him to accomplish. And these are the people who are coming to stop the plan of God in the life of a prophet, in the life of a child of God. So stumbling blocks can come in different ways. So we're trying for now to paint the picture on how this could manifest and how can they be experienced by us as we walk in the journey of our salvation. So we are seeing people coming against the work of God, having been given a mandate of rebuilding the work of God, and you find people who are standing on your way. Some of these cannot be physically, but now you realize that there are things that are being done in the spirit to stop the work of God, the rebuilding of the house of God. And we do see these things even in our churches, where somebody is trying by all means to stop the work of God. May it be a gossip that will be going on within the house of God. May it be the backstabbing behaviors that are happening. May it be even the envy that continues to pull people away from the house of God, and the house of God is not built in the manner that it should. It has to be built. So we are talking about the Sanballats, the people who are stopping the advancement of the work of God. Again, some of these stumbling blocks become the behaviors that we adopt. We adopt all of these things because of conformity. And the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, we need not to conform to the standards of the world. So some of the stumbling blocks become the conformity, the lifestyle of the society, which sometimes informs how other believers will behave. And when they behave in that way, they think they are making things easy for them. They think they are qualifying to do those things, whereas they are not aware that those things are stopping them from reaching the full potential of them being the spiritual beings. Whereas God says here, we need not to subdue to the standards of the world. So some of the standards of the world, Brother Ray, become the stumbling blocks because they are not spiritual. So anything that will stop you from living the life in the spirit for God, for your Father, these are the stumbling blocks. And anything that will require you to continually entertain the flesh, being a person of the spirit, but at the same time you are living according to the standard of the world, those things are stumbling blocks. And then you will begin to behave like the world. Then you become a liar sometimes, you become a cheat sometimes, you become a hypocrite simply because double standard life. And you live that double standard life because you are trying to conform and to qualify and to fit in into the standards of the world. And these are hindrances that stop you as a child of God from living the life that God has ordained for you. And these are the things that we are talking about today. So I want to quote quickly in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, as we talk about the life that we live in our flesh while we're supposed to live by the Spirit. So some of the things that are our stumbling block are our body members themselves. So the book says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. So what is the scripture talking about here? It's talking about about our own self entertaining what the flesh desires. And then when we start living according to what the flesh entertains us to do, we are seeing the stumbling blocks being our body members. So when the right eye is causing you to sin, so when your body, when anything in you causes you to derail from the life that you should be living for God, so that becomes a stumbling block to your spirituality as a believer. And we know that we need not to entertain the life in the flesh, because we are not supposed to be controlled and ruled by the flesh. And hence here we're seeing that our eyes can be the stumbling block, because they can lead you to do things that are not supposed to be done. You find that your hands can also lead you to do things that are ungodly. So it means your body and members become the stumbling block, and you are not doing the will of God because of you being dictated by some of these things. So the last scripture that I want to talk about right now is in the book of Matthew chapter 16, starting from verse 22 to 24. We are finding a passage there where Peter and Yahusha are having an altercation, and we are seeing him rebuking Peter. He says, "Peter, get behind me." And he's not talking to Peter per se, but he is targeting the spirit that Peter is using in rebuking Yeshua. He says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." So the stumbling block in this case is anything and anybody who will stop you from fulfilling the will of the Father. And whilst Peter was trying to rebuke Yahusha, he was thinking he is doing a good thing for him, not knowing that whatever he's doing is not in the plan of God. It's becoming a stumbling block for the person who is in the mission of the Father. So these stumbling blocks can come in different shapes, sizes, and in the form of people themselves whom we relate with. And here, the relationship of Peter and Yahusha, if Yahusha did not know exactly who he was and what he wanted to achieve, or what he had to achieve at that time, he was going to find Peter becoming the stumbling block, because he had to go to the cross. And we are finding a person here trying to stop him from fulfilling the mission. So here we are seeing the stumbling block being people we associate with, people whom we have gotten acquainted to, and some of them are talking into our lives, and they are sometimes our guiders, our mentors, and people whom we sit and eat with. So sometimes they can become stumbling block if they don't know your mission, if they don't know what the Father has said to you. So we need to be very much aware of those people whom we have around us, because they can be the stumbling blocks. While some of them sometimes can be friends, some can be family, some can be colleagues at work, some of them can be the stumbling block if they don't know your mission. And if sometimes they know the mission, but now if they take you away from the mission of the Father, and you now going under their guidance, these people become the stumbling block. So these are the things that you must be aware of. They can come in the form of people. They can come in the form of you yourself following and listening to your flesh and do the things of the flesh. They can also come in the form of the following the system of the world, because everybody's doing it and you also conform to the standards of the world. And also you can find that your hand, your eye, yourself, you want to do what the flesh tells you to do, and you are now taken away from the life and the spirit as you're supposed to live as a child of God.
I hear you so much. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate it. If you just joined us, we are talking about spiritual stumbling blocks, what they are. What do you understand by this? We spoke about them as hindrances to spiritual progress. Stumbling blocks. We can speak of them also as evil influences into our lives that hinder our spiritual growth and even our purity, even our righteousness, associations, fellowship, friendships, you know, companionships, whatever, tragedies, whatever, that really are hindering us in our walk with the Father. We're talking about that. I trust and believe the Father will do you good, grace you so much. In a mighty way.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082 657 2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Malak, let me bring this to you. When we speak of these hindrances, if you look at Isaiah 57:14, it says, "And one shall say, heap it up, prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people." So we see stumbling blocks are those things that hinder us, stoppages from our procession in the highway of the whole of the Almighty Master and Savior and King. Abba Yahuwah, what say you?
Tula Malak, Kandabuch.
Amen.
Ahi, truly, there are so much of hindrances or these evil influences or stumbling blocks. And at times, we may feel or we may think that these are of the correct path.
And our own teachings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's we're reading one scripture, but then you find that we have five or six interpretations of what the verse says. So it just shows that there's something wrong. There's some kind of uncleanliness. There's some kind of that stumbling block or the hindrances that. Sort of becomes a blockage so that we can come to oneness or unity and to agree, because we know that a house divided can never stand. Now, where we are at this moment, we are in the system as well. Let alone just also spiritual, but the spiritual is also fed by the physical, the system where we are, because there would be some kind of a channeling or some kind of a conditioning or programming that a seed that is planted for us to think at in a particular way, you know. So now, and that may not be a way that is clean of Abba Yahuwah. So when we look, we see that the way has got to be prepared. There's only one way or one pattern, which is Yahusha, who is to be followed, because he's a model. So he's come to set a tone to say, in us, if we want to be able to get through to the end, this would be the path that we follow. And he comes and he makes parables because he tries to explain the type or the kinds of people that are on the earth. And the scripture would speak of the seven churches. The scripture would speak of the seeds and where some others are falling, to say these are the types of the soils that we have. They all, the seed is there, but the soil is not the soil that is ready. So there are these elements, these influences, basically, that are there. And it is for us to stay in the Word, to be able to this obstruction to be removed, for us to can have a path in which we walk in. And this path must be basically correct. So when we look at this, we can be able to understand that we struggle to serve Abba Yahuwah because our hearts and minds are influenced by the desires and the distractions. So the enemy comes and uses various methods. It may be fear, it may be doubt, it may be pride, you know, a whole lot of things, you know, that we forget to be obedient. We forget what this kingdom is about, because we end up thinking that we can walk life at our own way without submitting to our Yahuwah. And we have brought in the things that we believe that, oh, okay, when I do this, I want to appease ancestors because they are going to be my proxy, to speak to Abba Yahuwah on my behalf. And the word doesn't say that. The word doesn't say that. And these are spiritual things that we get to find ourselves tied up to. So when we look at, again, Isaiah 66, verse 2, it says, but this one is the one to look whom I look. He who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. So we can be able to see that pride, it hardens the heart, and it makes the servant to be resistant to correction. When we have pride, we are unable to be corrected, because now it is something that is not tangible, but it starts to grow in us and it starts to take control. It starts to guide. It is the way in which now it brings the hindrance, things that we get into, that we get to hate, we get to unforgive, we hold in grudges and on so forth. So those are the elements or characters of this spiritual stumbling blocks, because then these are not what the scripture teaches us, but it is that of the enemy. So by us doing these things, it means then we are not heeding to the word of Abba Yahuwah. We're not understanding his word, because we would still be holding this grudge. This cup must not be clean only on the outside, but it ought to be also clean in the inside, and our hearts are to love him and him alone, which means when we love him and him alone, there is no room or space for all these spiritual stumbling blocks or these hindrances or the influences that are going to lead us astray, because our heart is so devoted and we are looking at him and him alone. So it becomes so important for us to be able to understand when we enter this walk, to say it is about knowing and understanding his word. And the other challenge is that for as long as we are still within the noise, the noise is where we are. The Babylonian system is a system of the noise, because the hindrances can be, I want to pray. But again, Kosamega, my favorite TV show, I want to watch it. You know, so now I get a rappella later, and then I give priority to these things. You know, it's so much that the time we spend on social media, the time people spend on TikTok watching these videos, you. But if you were to send a short teaching of the word, they don't have time. They couldn't listen to it. But you can see the time that they get to spend when it comes to the things of the world. And those are some of the spiritual hindrances, to say we get to spend time in things that do not grow us spiritually. I think, look at how full Mbombela Stadium was, Kaka Final. People traveled from places. People traveled from Cape Town. Just a mere soccer match. Right? They willing to invest in things. I also go to the stadium. You know, so I must put myself to say we invest our time in things that really are not building us up spiritually. Imagine if we took that time and we invested that time in sense of how I have been in searching for Ubaka in recruitment of Kubulaka, young, remote young family. Those are things that believers we still are struggling to, we cannot be able to understand his voice when he's calling us. Like if he calls Samuel to say, Samuel, come here. Many of us will be lost not understanding who is it him that is calling, because we cannot be able to differentiate his voice from within the crowd, within where we are. You know, so you can just see for it. It spiritual hindrance is us being inside the noise. Now, what does he do? He takes them out of Egypt. So today, where we are right now, it is more the Babylonian system, it is more the Egypt where we had. And now what he did with them, he took them out to the desert, the place where most of these things can die. In a sense, when I say that, imagine if we were to go to a place where there's no network, it would mean that TikTok, no more TikTok. Things like that. And now I can be able to spend time or more time in the world. I can be able to learn more about him. I can be able to hear him much better. But there are these hindrances that are surrounding us. That there's always another one that shapes me. There will always be something that attracts. And all, and we find that we're devoting our time in this system. And we can say that's the reason why we have to come out from Babel, to say coming out from Babel is to help us to come out as well from these spiritual hindrances, because we fear the unknown. We're still holding on to the Nepali fast. We don't want to let go. We don't trust how they quarantine to a community thing. Really believe us. There are places could not, when they pull the meat, Yabato over the trencher, nothing should jump me. So it's those things that you can see where we don't have trust in him. We don't really have belief in him. We are worshiping just with our mouths, but our hearts are really somewhere else. So it's the distractions of the world, the entertainment, the pleasure that pulls the heart away from being devoted to Abba Yahuwah. Because we are told, Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. We cannot serve Abba Yahuwah and the world. So it is now the thing that today they've been presented before us. And our loyalty has really taken the love of this, for these things, than for our Yahuwah.
Tuda. Thank you so much. I really appreciate, Mark. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, 657 a.m. Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And I said I have my friends. Kwasi Nontlantla is also amongst the friends that I've asked today to really help us. Bishop Brian Mashike, Mampindi Isabella Kunene, Rato also. I have asked, and Sipati Tabudi, I also have asked, you know, that they really help us tonight. But send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about the matter. We are looking into the very aspect and issue of spiritual stumbling blocks, what these are even all about. Mampindi.
Good evening, family. Itupike namhlanje ngiyayizwa ikhuluma nge stumbling block in a believer's life. Okokuqala, ukuvumela a stumbling block in your life as a believer. Ukuphikisana noNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
According to my understanding, ukuzakhela iThixo in your life, in your heart, in your Christian walk, noNkulunkulu, ukwakha iThixo lokho, ukumisa impilo yakho ingachubeki, uku-idolize izinto. For instance, kunokuthi abantu bathi bebashadile and then sebalola ama-assets and then uthole ukuthi lama assets seko ama stumbling block in their lives. Bayenza ukuthi bangasakwazi nokukhonza ukuThixo. Umuntu amile athi ngithi nami kukwami la, naloya athi ngithi kukwami la, naloya azafungela omunye ukuthi ngingamane ngimsuse. That's idolizing the assets. Yes, they belong to you. Yes, you've worked hard for them. But sometimes we allow izinto zasemhlabeni zibe ama stumbling blocks in our lives. Sometimes letting go of izinto and allow God to start a new life for your life. Guys, just so this stumbling block. Laphana ku Ezekiel 14 kona la uNkulunkulu akhuluma no Ezekiel athi abantwana baka Israel sibakhanda iThixo and sebani bayenza ukuthi mina na nabo singahlanganyeli lula. IThixo siyazikreatela sometimes out of anger. IThixo siyazikreatela thina out of bitterness, out of fear. Sometimes uhlala uthukile uthusa ukuthi if bangangithathela lokhu izinto eziphathekayo or ilife yakho, the worst thing uyicabangayo, maybe you saw your family babulawa ukugula, babulawa into eziningi ezihlukile empilweni zabo. So fear can be a stumbling block in your life ngoba uhlala uthi mawuphathwa yintloko maybe for 3 consecutive days. So ubona kahle ukuthi oh, my sister died of brain tumor, now is here now. Kanti uNkulunkulu uthi uhlala asikhumbuza always ukuthi allow me in your life. Kungabi nama obstacles, ama blockages ayenza ukuthi wena ungahlanganyeli noNkulunkulu easily. Yes, you are a child of God. Yes, you are praying daily, but every time when you pray, uthandaza ngezinto ezikuthusayo. You don't even have time to pray about your country, about your community, about your other family members, the orphans, things that are happening around us. It's very important ukuthi sihlale sizikhulekela. So umuntu ophila in a stumbling block a life umbona ngalezo zinto une bitterness, une fear, uyazi uphila i-one because ubona kahle ukuthi ezinye izinto sekuyi witchcraft. Hey, mina ngifuna ukuhlanganyela nabantu even at church. I don't trust people. Uhlalu nefear, uhlalu thukile, uhlalu ucabangelela yonke into ukuthi yo abantu abathemba kanti because of your previous experiences ezizokwenza ukuthi uvumele a stumbling block in your life. So to remove a stumbling block in your life is to into lula ongayenza ukuthi let go and let God. Uvumele nje konke kube kuNkulunkulu. Yazi uNkulunkulu laphana ku Romans 8:28 usikhumbuza njalo ukuthi if God is with us or if God is on our side, who can be against us? Nothing. Allow, have faith, increase your faith daily.
Yeah.
Praying and meditating in the word. Ukuthi greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. Umkhumbuzo uNkulunkulu ngoba siphila ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Yilo izwi likaNkulunkulu elosusa ezintweni ezisibophayo. You take charge, you take control, you take authority ngempilo yakho ukuthi uya declare daily ngempilo yakho ukuthi this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in this day. Nothing will harm you. The whole ilanga lophela wazi ukuthi bona ayikho into engithusayo. As much as kunale sixakaxaka esikhona in my life, I know my Redeemer lives. I know the banner of the living God is the Most High. Unkulunkulu huye osiphakamisa elakhe iflag. Yilo eliphakeme kuzo zonke izinto nezimo. Liphezu kwazo zonke izinto. Liphezu kwabo bonke abantu. Liphezu kwayonke into. Because kuyogcina kuphumelele lona. Liphezulu liphumelelise konke okungokwami. So to remove this stumbling block is to let go. Uphile noNkulunkulu, uthembe uNkulunkulu kho yonke into oyenzayo. Ususe yonke into ekuthusayo, ekunyakazisayo. Yes, as much as singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we have to think for the future and plan for the future. But as amanye ama plans uthi uNkulunkulu ku Proverbs uthi it's I can't remember what is Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah or Jeremiah. La ati, my plans are not your plans. My ways are not your ways. Isn't it? It is lelayo. Unkulunkulu ku Proverbs 21. Uthi, you can plan, but isiqino esami. Ungaba ney'nhlelo, kodwa ukugcina ezami iy'nhlelo.
Yes.
Allow God. Yes, plan your things kahle. Yes, plan your future. Plan izinto zakho, zonke izinto ziplane kahle. Allowing God in your plans. Izinto zakho angeke zibe nama blockages. So ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ukukhuthaza nabazalwane.
Yes.
Nabalaleli, na wonke umuntu othemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi every day of your life remind the devil that God has given me authority to walk on snakes and scorpions and overcome the power of the enemy. And absolutely nothing will harm me. Nothing will harm you, mntana kaNkulunkulu. Once you have that power, and umkhumbuze futhi no Satan, okwayizolo kwayizolo, it's a new day.
Yeah.
And we thank God for a new day. God has given you authority and power. You can face all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are living in a new strength. You have a new strength today. So you will face. I can face all conditions, not some conditions. Through Christ who strengthened me. Only God is strengthening you. Ngiyabonga bazalwane. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mampindi.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
I told you that we also asked Ukwasi Nontlantla to really help us in this regard. Nontlantla.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Hey. Good evening, Bafundisi. Happy Tuesday. Today's topic, stumbling blocks in a believer's life. Hmm. An understanding of the term is circumstances that cause difficulty or hesitation. In Hebrew, it's the word mikshol. Spelled M-I-K-S-H-O-L. Mm-hmm. And it's a moral or spiritual obstacle, an enticement that causes one to fall into sin. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 14, it talks about putting a stumbling block before the blind, leading them astray. Other verses can be found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, 20, 14, 3 through to 7, Isaiah 57, verse 14. In the New Testament, the Greek meaning is skandalon, which is a trigger, a trap or snare that causes people to sin, or something that causes them to lose their faith in Jesus Christ. In layman's term, it's scandal. In a believer's life, stumbling blocks are grieving your spiritual authority, refusing to see sin in its true light, resistance to counsel, idolatry, cultural beliefs that one wants to align with religious beliefs, ignorance, and a stumbling block is an obstacle that resists progress. Anything that distracts us from achieving our righteous goal is a stumbling block. We oftentimes commit and entertain philosophies of man instead of committing to the knowledge of God and His glory. If we elevate anything above our devotion to the Savior, we are looking and working beyond the mark. We lessen our commitment to our Savior and commit to our own needs. Mm-hmm. We commit to our own wants. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 13 states, "So if what I eat causes another sin, another believer to sin, I will never eat meat again. Mm. As long as I live, for I don't want to cause another believer to stumble." Ask yourself this: what am I doing right now that is causing my family members, my colleagues, anyone that is in my reach, my friends, my children to stumble? This is a self-introspection that one needs to deal with. In the book of Romans, chapter 14:13, Paul writes, "Therefore, let us stop judging one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way." Here, Paul emphasizes the importance of considering the spiritual well-being of other people, their growth in him, even the matters of personal freedom, as freedom itself is a stumbling block if uncontrolled. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, Paul further writes, "Be careful, however, that your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak." This verse focuses on your potential actions to the weak, especially the weak in faith. We oftentimes say we are familiar with the word and it's not working for us. The word is not working for us. Familiarity on its own is ignorance. Familiarity is a stumbling block if it's not practiced correctly. Every man, Pastor Ray, is where they are supposed to be as they have sworn for. In closing, stumbling blocks are caused by our own actions, by our own choosing, by what we deem right, but by what we deem important, instead of choosing Christ and committing to Him fully. I thank you, Pastor Ray. To God be the glory. A blessed evening to your family. This is Nontantla Shibukulani. Amen.
Amen. This is Nontantla. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father grace you abundantly with your family too. And of course, you're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this matter.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.